Neil, congratulations through to the second round and a good win.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, pretty good win. Although Tom sort of made it pretty easy for me today. He's one of these players who, you know, if he doesn't settle quickly into a match, he sort of struggles. So, and that's unfortunately for him, that's what happened today. And so it's kind of hard to judge my own performance really, because I didn't really have to, you know, do a great deal to win. Though I potted some, you know, good balls, you know, I always do throughout a match. So it's quite hard to analyse it.
And in terms of this tournament overall, you've not always had the greatest record in terms of getting right to the end of it. So how much does that drive you on?
Yeah, it does. I think, I don't know, you can't really focus on individual tournaments because, you know, I've always tried as hard as any other tournament for this one. I think it's just coincidence, you know. I mean, I won sort of 3 Grand Prix, you know, including World Open, you know, 4 years. And some tournaments I do really well in, some tournaments I don't. Like China, for example, I don't have a greatest of record in. I think it's just coincidence, really, yeah.
And you're playing Graham Dott next?
Yeah, rematch of the World Final. I don't think it will keep you guys here until 1:40 in the morning. Especially the best out of 11s. I think I'm much more comfortable playing someone like Graham in a best out of 11 than, like today, for example. You know, if Tom got off to a good start, then it can be quite hard to peg back. And like we saw with Rory today with John Higgins, you know, it's not great because I think the UK Championship has always been a long-distance format. But on the other hand, you know, Barry probably doesn't have many choices if the BBC are requesting for shorter formats. You know, there's not much he can do. Yeah.